This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to the show today. Appreciate you being with us. My name is Scott Watley, and we want to thank you for being with us. We're going to kick it off today with our good friend Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. They have been our auto dealer for a number of years now, and the only auto dealer that we endorse and do business with and recommend that you do business with, or at least give a shot to earn your trust and earn your business. And I promise you, we have sent a ton of people there, and they have always treated us right. And Dan Johnson is the leader there. So, Dan, how are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. You know, I went on your website and was kind of looking around, just different reviews and everything. And I was just going to hit a couple because I think each one of these highlights something a little bit different. But here's one from a lady named Annie. And she said, today I had one of the best experiences ever on the purchase of a car for my college student. My sales associate did a great job with the negotiation of the best outcome. I really appreciate all his efforts in closing a deal. Anyone who's considering their next vehicle purchase, I highly recommend Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Their high quality of professionalism, courtesy, and knowledge is unparalleled. Thank you for a successful outcome. My daughter is extremely satisfied with her new vehicle. So, that's a good one.
That's my sister, Scott.
Yeah, I started to say Annie Johnson.
We get lots of them, as you can see. I mean, there's a thousand of them, and, you know, we're not perfect, but we try, and it's, you know, we're in high fours, you know, we're not a 5-0, but, you know, can't make everybody happy, but we're honest. Sure. We don't manipulate it like a lot of companies manipulate those reviews, and, you know, we just let the chips fall where they may, and if we mess up, and we try to fix it after the fact.
And, you know, one thing I loved about this, just, you know, being in sales my whole life, and, you know, I was a corporate sales manager for Jake and Jabs at American Furniture and did all the sales training there. But one thing, you know, hey, professionalism, that should come good. Courtesy, being nice, should come good. But then knowledge and knowledge about the product. And one thing that always drove me crazy is, you know, salespeople, they go outside, hang out, or smoke. You get one guy that smokes, they all go smoke, whatever. And then if somebody comes in and asks a question, well, what does this button do? Well, I don't know. You know, and I mean, knowing the vehicles, it's great to have, you know, a guy like Chris or jump in your new vehicle with you and be able to explain everything about that vehicle. And I think that's a good compliment to you and your sales staff because your people do that. They know their products, and, you know, and that knowledge gives us confidence in everything in the whole buying process.
And there's so much to learn. I mean, it's kind of like a new smart TV, you know, there's just so much, or a new computer, you know, there's so much that, you know, I mean, people drive and they don't know it even has this or that, or, you know, and so it's important. You know, we actually invite them back after, you know, a couple of weeks and say, come on back and let us do another review, because there's so much in the information centers and on these new trucks and cars, and, you know, it's fantastic. You know, but yeah, I mean, you're right. There's a lot to learn, and we do a lot of training, and I mean, there's testing, and there's all kinds of stuff that go into be a sales associate here that, you know, may not happen at other places.
Absolutely. Here's another one from a gentleman named Josh in Parker, and he said, after dealing with several other dealerships and getting the typical back and forth with two or three managers to work on the numbers, this was a great change. The last dealer was even feeding us bad info on options for the car we wanted. Our sales associate was able to do most everything, only needing just one quick check with the tower, as he put it. The paperwork process was about an hour, and our family was surprised when we were back home in time to put the kids to bed. So I don't know what time they got there, but, hey, they felt it was very quick and took about an hour for that process. And we've talked about this a number of times, but you know what? You shouldn't have to spend a day in a dealership.
No, and, you know, I don't even like that tower word because I don't like that.
Yeah, I know.
But, you're absolutely right. I mean, they do have to check and make sure, you know, especially if there's some negotiation going on there. But, you know, they got to check with somebody. But speed of the deal, I preach it every day. You know, I they don't want to be here, you know, and I understand that. Let's get the car, you know. And what takes the most time, and I think I've told you this before, is the selection.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once they say, I like this car, you know, mm-hmm. boom, we're you know, all hands on deck. You know, we're getting the paperwork done and getting the car cleaned up and gassed and, you know, a lot of moving parts there, but we're trying to get them out of here. And, you know, if somebody is here, you know, a couple, 3 hours, it's usually because the selection is
right.
is taking, you know, longer than, you know, and that's usually on the customer, not us. I mean, they can buy anything they want.
It's, sure.
You know, pick one.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And then we'll go fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And one more here, just want to touch on, then we'll hit a couple of things. But it said, and this is from Jim, and this is just a couple of months ago. He said, just purchased a 2017 Silverado 1500. The process could not have been easier. Shout out to Michael Lang for being so helpful and informative about the truck and the process. With all the information out there on the web, we ended up walking out with a monthly payment within $1 of what we were hoping to go in for. And no, the length of the loan didn't have to change to accomplish that bonus. Our independent mechanic was also impressed with the condition of the vehicle, which made the purchase even more enjoyable and stress-free double bonus. And so again, just, you know, the type of vehicles you do, and I know anytime you take them in, you run them through your process and all that as well. But it should be, and we've said this before, it should be fun buying a vehicle.
Should be, you know, it's not adversarial, you know, it should be fun. We should form a relationship and, you know, I mean, we're here to help. If something, you know, goes awry down the road, you know, we want to help.
It's, sure.
You know, it's, you know, I don't want to sell the one car.
Right.
I want to sell the whole family, the friends, the, you know, the referrals. And, you know, every time you refer somebody to me, I think you have confidence that, you know, they're going to be treated correctly. And
it's, oh, absolutely.
You know, not going to come back and say, you know, those guys are a bunch of jerks.
Right. No.
We just don't operate that way. Mm-hmm. We're as fair as we can possibly be on trade-ins, on financing. You know, that's usually not up to us, but we have several resources that, you know, we go to bat for the customer. We had a guy we had him approved 2 days ago, and he goes, oh, well, I'm going to go to my credit union. Well, he ended up going to his credit union, and they would do the loan, but it was about 5 points higher in interest than we had him.
Oh.
So he ran back here this morning
yeah.
and said,
yeah.
I'll do your deal, you know. So, you know, very, very competitive, you know, and, you know, it just, you know, we go to bat for him. You know, we
sure.
try to help him every way we can.
Absolutely. And just touch on a couple other things here about, you know, just buying from a reputable dealer like yourself and then along with Chevrolet. I mean, I just tell people all the time a few points, and you can comment as you like. But, you know, I just said, you know, hey, first of all, you guys are going to be there. I don't have to worry about, you know, taking that turn there and you're gone. I mean, you guys have been there for a long time. You're going to be there. And so, you know, I mean, you've got a one-stop shop there with everything. And, I mean, I've done all my service there. You got the body shop, which I've needed a couple of times too, but I mean, everything is right there under one roof, and you want that customer back and them referring people. So the incentive for you to take care of everybody the best you can is hugely high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, I want to do their oil change. I want to do their tires.
Mm-hmm.
I have a price match guarantee on tires, you know, that, you know, if a discount or Big O or whatever, you know, if they had a price, you know, I'm competitive out of the chute, but if somebody did have a super duper special, I have a price match guarantee that's, you know, backed by General Motors. So it's, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, so while it's in here, let us look around the wheel. And I'll tell you another story. I had a customer earlier in the week. And I won't say the name of the place, but it wasn't a car dealership. It was
mm-hmm.
one of the service shops. And they took it in there, not even sure what, for an oil change. And they had a Tahoe, and they said, older one, and they said, the ball joints are bad, and it's going to be $1,600 and some, and it's dangerous. Your wheels might fall off. Scared the heck out of them. I have a personal relationship with the family, so they called me immediately, and they said, Dan, what should I do? I said, well, get it over here. Let me take a look at it.
Right.
And it no more needed ball joints than the man of the moon. I mean, it was just horrible. I said, and if it would have, mine would have been about 900.
Yeah.
So half the price as well. And, you know, it's just, you know, people think car dealers are, you know, too expensive and all that. And it's just not true. We have to be competitive. And, you know, it's just, you know, I'm not going to sell somebody they don't need. And I was thoroughly disgusted at that. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, you guys just being a special, I mean, of course you're Chevy. So, I mean, but all you know, your guys work on a lot of different models, but, you know, it's great for me to know that, hey, when I come in there for an oil change, and anyone that does, you know, my Silverado, I know they know what's happening with Silverados. They know what's going on. They can check for any, you know, bulletins on them to see if anything's going on with recalls, anything like that. But everything is done with confidence. And so, you know, I think just buying from a dealer like yourself and then having that confidence in the shop that, you know, they're specialists with your vehicle.
And that's true. It, you know, I mean, I appraise cars. I see, I mean, most cars have recalls somewhere along, you know, the line of their life. And, you know, any car that pulls in here that's a General Motors vehicle, we, you know, run it through the General Motors computer. And if it has a recall, we just do it.
Right.
I mean, we tell the customers that, hey, you got a recall, we're going to knock it out. And usually they're quick, you know, they're, you know, 2/10 of an hour or something, or most of them are just computer settings. But they're there, so, you know, get it done. And it's normally they want it done for a reason, you know, either the performance of the vehicle or a safety issue or something. So, you know, the Jiffy Lubes of the world can't do anything about all that stuff.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
You know,
yeah. Well, let's hit what's happening this weekend real quick. Getting special specials?
Oh, boy, November. November is, I think, the best incentives of the year. You know, Black Friday has already started. You know, we got 0% on almost everything. You know, you name it, the 19 leftovers, the 20s, huge rebates on Silverados. You know, the heavy duty Silverado 19s, I can do 12, 13 grand off.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. We got, I mean, There's incentives on everything. So if I have a car you like, that getting together is not going to be a problem.
All right. Good deal. We'll get by there. And when you see, ask for Dan. Usually, you know, there's some sales folks around there pretty close to entrance. But, you know, hey, let him know you just like to meet Dan and let him know you're there and let him know you heard him here on our show. And we'd appreciate that. And Dan will take extra good care of you, I promise you. So, Dan, thank you very much, sir, and we'll be in touch.
All right, have a good weekend.
All right, you
see
too, sir. That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Drive east and pay the lease. Check them out, LynnLyle.com. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Rates continue to drop. Have you taken advantage or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where all of our loans come with lower fees and low rates. You deserve it. Call 720-895-0500, where we have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are locally owned and operated. We know Colorado, and we know how to help. Have you tried to get a loan and been treated just like another number? Transferred from one person to another? Vague answers? Feel like no one is listening? Take AIM, where what you want matters. Respect and straight answers. And all with the same person from start to finish. Call 720-895-0500. We're the home of one of the fastest growing loans in Colorado, the Asset Manager. More Coloradans are switching to this loan than any other. Why? It allows you to pay thousands less in interest, have lower payments, access your equity for 30 years, and own your home in half the time. Find out why it could work for you. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Call 720-895-0500 now and keep more of your money. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we're glad to have in studio John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy, and you've heard John with us for a number of years. Also does our TV show, and we did that for many years with Haystack Help, and now CBS has kind of done their own thing, which is fine, and but you will find John on there just about every other Saturday, so I hope you'll catch that. That's usually after you're watching the CBS Morning News and Weather, so around that 7:45, 7:50 mark, you can catch John there. So, John, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Scott.
You know, you've been on a number of times, and we've talked about these classes. I mean, man, it's got to make you feel good now to see the people that have come through your classes, seen them grow, think about when you first met them where they are, and now them, you know, graduating from some of the classes and all, and it really did change their life. And we don't use that term lightly. It changed their life.
You know, learning the proper way to trade and invest is a life-changing skill set, and it's something that you know, I'm proud of the way we teach it, the way we teach our students, and we really kind of have a sense of community with a lot of them. We see a lot of them over and over again. It's not just a short-term relationships. One of the beautiful things about Online Trading Academy's education is it is for a lifetime. So right. We're teaching people how to trade and invest. And if, you know, something changes, they can always come back and get a refresher. And I think that's always nice.
Sure. And we heard in a previous segment some testimonials. And that is one thing I wanted to bring up, because this isn't like just something you can come to once and you pat on the back, hope you got it. I mean, if they need some refresher courses or different things, there are some avenues there for them to do that.
Yeah, we've got so much in the way of resources. And our students are such a broad group, Scott. I mean, we've got people that are younger. We've got people in their 80s. Heck, we've even got a couple in their 90s. And they have various degrees of financial literacy. They have various computer skills, some great, some not so much, and so we work with them to build the skills necessary to find success in the financial markets.
Right. Now, we've talked about before, you know, you're not looking for people with all just, you know, mathematical degrees or accounting degrees by any means. Never hurts to have a little bit of that stuff. But what mindset? I mean, I think there's probably a mindset that makes a successful trader.
Well, there's a couple of things. There's a couple of key things that we always look for and when we're kind of talking. And we go through kind of a process to evaluate people to make sure they are a good fit. But there's a couple things that I think are really important when someone's accessing the market. Number one, can they hold themselves accountable? And that's probably the number one thing, followed very closely by, are they coachable? Do they take direction? Are they willing to follow a process? That's really important to have success, at least with what we're doing at the Academy. There may be other ways to do it for people, but we find that people that are coachable and people that are hold themselves accountable and have a little bit of self-discipline are good candidates for this.
Right. And, you know, some of our listeners may have done well in their own mind, but, I mean, and you look at coaching, you and I were talking about the Broncos earlier, and, I mean, look how many coaching positions they have to just over 53 guys, you know. So what I'm saying is a coach that knows the process and knows how to teach it, if you're willing to learn it, usually spells success.
Yeah, if you want to look at like an organization like the Broncos, you know, they've got coaches for the smallest things. Yeah. And, you know, they're working with professional athletes that have been doing this their whole lives, and they still have coaches. You look at professional golfers, they still have coaches. In order to get better at something, you've got to practice, and you've got to practice correctly. I had a coach that used to say if you practice something incorrectly, you just get really good at doing something the wrong way. So, he used to say perfect practice makes perfect. And our goal is to help our students follow a process, something that they can repeat at home to get the kind of financial results they're looking for.
Sure. Now, you offer a class. This is a half-day class. Tell us what people are going to learn this half-day class.
It's a great class, Scott. They're going to come away from that class understanding how the markets really work, what makes it go up, what makes it go down. We're going to show them some strategies to protect and preserve wealth and some other strategies that are designed to create income. And at the end of the day, they're going to have a step-by-step process that they can follow to really make the market work for them.
Okay. Now, I talked to John earlier. He's going to give us 15 passes for this, so I'm going to break it down for you real quick here. This is a half-day class, and he's got several dates throughout the month, so just call 303-217-4511. Find a date that fits your schedule. But this is a half-day class where you're going to learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a half-day class where you're going to learn firsthand on what we're talking about with investing for long-term wealth and short-term income. Seating is limited. This will be at their Denver campus, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But this is a $500 value, and John is waiving that. And John, let me ask you real quick. You don't have to do that. You could charge $500 for this and sell out. But why do you like to see if this is a good fit for people?
Well, because, number one, trading isn't for everyone. We want to make sure that we use this kind of as a qualifying and it's a, you know, how we kind of qualify people to make sure they are a good fit for the Academy and make sure that we're a good fit for them as well. We want to get people in there that have a the right mindset, essentially, like we were talking about. And really, it's an opportunity for them to see what the Academy is about. And obviously, we're hopeful that they'll want to learn more. And if they do, we'll welcome them on if they're a good fit. And if it's not for them, that's great. We're happy to help them maybe have a better conversation with their financial advisor.
Absolutely. 303-217-4511 is the number you need to call. Just mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get your spots reserved. And again, they do several of these classes throughout the month, so you can call, find the one that fits your schedule, and they'll take great care of you. You mentioned kind of ages, and boy, everybody looks back and says, I wish I would have done this earlier, because you know what? I was talking with a guy the other day, and we were talking about how quickly bills can add up, and you know what? Saving money adds up the same way, right?
It adds
up. So it's never too late to start.
It compounds. So just like debt compounds against you, savings compounds for you. And really, I think most people that get started in this wish they'd started younger. So I always say, it's never too late. Start sooner rather than later. There's nothing wrong with getting this started if you're 60 or 70 years old. It's not too late to learn the skills. If you're 40 years old, even better.
Right.
If you're 30, it's even better.
Way better.
You get your whole life ahead of you to use these skills to kind of achieve the goals that you have.
Do you find that people are, you probably get some that, hey, I'd like to do this and just replace my job because I never know what the corporate world is going to bring me. But most people just seem like they're just trying to take control of their finances by doing this.
Yeah, I'd say, there are some people that maybe have a long-term goal of replacing a job, and that obviously entails developing a fair amount of skill. We have others that just want to protect and grow their retirement. That's a little less involved. We can show them. We've got a process for that as well. It really varies. I think, there's so much opportunity to invest, to get, build a skill set that fits you. You don't have to.
Right.
It's not one size fits all.
Sure. And I love what you said earlier, man. All you got to do is come, open mind, be coachable.
Yeah.
Listen to our process. This is why we've been doing it 20 years and why you're the world's leading financial educator.
Yeah, and hold yourself accountable. We
right.
want people that are accountable themselves, that take responsibility for themselves. I think that's an important. And, fortunately, listeners of this station, I think, fall into that category.
Absolutely.
By and large. And those are the kind of people we're looking for.
Any story come to mind of just a recent student that's come through over the last, few months that you're like, wow, I'm so glad they came. And you know what? They're so glad they came.
Yeah. There's just so many of them, Scott. But I think the biggest thing that I see with our students is it's not just the education. There's a real sense of community there. And they realize how passionate both our instructors and our staff is about helping them build the skills necessary to achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, you've done a great work here, and probably makes you feel good at night to know you're literally changing people's financial lives.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, and it's really an honor to serve the community that we have at the Academy. And I'll tell you, Scott, After all these years, I still look forward to every day Monday coming and greeting students and starting a new class. And not that I'm upset about Friday, I love Mondays. Monday's probably my favorite day of the week, and it has been for ever since I've been doing this.
Well, that's great. Again, John Hinkle's been with us. He's the owner of Online Trading Academy, and we thank John for offering this class for our listeners. But folks, you got to make that. John talked about being accountable. Hey. You got to make the first step. We can't do that for you. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John here on KLZ 560 and Haystack Help Radio. And you're going to learn how to trade, invest, protect, and I love this, grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. Again, this is a half-day class. Seating is limited. So call now. It's a $500 value. And again, just mention you heard John here on the show. 303-217-4511. You can check out their website, tradingacademy.com. John, as always, pleasure, and we appreciate your support all these years.
Well, thank you for having me here.
All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
You will regret not calling the police after your accident. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
It's one of those situations where you want to make sure that you're covering your own self. And we talk about harvesting the evidence yourself, getting pictures, getting recordings of things, and doing all of that. And that's important because sometimes the police get it wrong, but the majority of the time they get it right. And they're going to be trained to ask the right questions. Our public servants are there for that sort of thing, whether it's a small accident or a big accident. They're trained to get this information so that we can rely on it later.
Always call the police after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
David R. Cishan, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Shawn of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, glad to have our good friend, Dr. Mark Riggs, back with us. 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. And their number, 720-722-0386. And with that, we will welcome the good doctor.
How are you, sir? Scott?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
You know, I love these shows, and I was talking to some people this last week, and they said, you know what? One thing I always like when I listen is you guys recap what you talked about, because sometimes they have to get out of the car, get back in. So
sure, good.
It's always
yeah.
good to recap. So
absolutely.
I think we're doing a good thing there.
Good.
So now let's talk about this. Cold and flu season is upon us. In the last show, we started to discuss the functional approach to how to keep our immune system strong. So let's summarize a little bit for our listeners what we discussed.
Sure. Well, I mentioned that based on our current understanding of the scientific literature, our immune system absolutely begins in the gut, right? So there are people throwing out numbers, you know, 75-80% of our immune system function stems from our gut function and our gut health. So we absolutely need a healthy gut in order to have a healthy and strong immune system. So development of immune health begins in the womb with bacterial colonization of the gut as the mother's gut bacteria passes through the placenta. And a substance called the vernix, which covers the fetus while in the womb, sheds in the amniotic fluid, and as the fetus gets closer and closer to term, it provides the fetus with prebiotic material to seed that fetus's gut. And then further colonization of bacteria to the baby happens with a vaginal birth only, as the fetus passes through the vaginal canal and that baby swallows the maternal microbiota and the bacteria from the vagina, gets in the eyes and the nose and the mouth and all over the skin. And that's really the second of the 1-2 punch. First, it's through the placenta, and second, it's through the vaginal canal. And that really, more and more, according to the research, is showing has a massive impact on the future of that baby's immune system health all the way to adulthood, and the predisposition of developing strange diseases, right, and conditions, anything from type 1 diabetes to your risk for developing chronic or acute infections later in life, and other things like autoimmune diseases that we'll get into here in the second half of the show. But so that's really how the immune system begins, and that's really either what gives us a leg up or a significant handicap in life, is how our gut bacteria is seeded right from even before birth and then during birth. And so the reason why that's important is because the immune system is our defense. It's our force field for keeping the bad stuff out and keeping the good stuff in check. And so a lot of people realize that, you know, the different functions of the immune system to detect infections, to activate immune effector functions, to have the ability to recognize self from non-self, which again, I'll dive into in the second half of the show when we talk about autoimmunity, and to generate immunological memory, which is a big concept nowadays with, you know, the whole heated vaccine debate and, sure. and you know, how what's better. Is it better to catch the infection and develop that immune system memory, or should we inject ourselves for everything under the sun and having to continue to do that and keep getting these additional injections and boosters for everything, which is why the vaccine schedule has gone from about 3 dosages mm-hmm. back in the 50s to now 69 dosages. And if that sounds crazy, that's because it is.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah. So, more about the immune system here in a second.
Right. You know, I had a person yesterday ask me this, and they told me to ask you just about a flu shot. They said, every time I get one, I get the flu. So is that true, or is that person probably already on their way to having something? Can a flu shot?
Some people swear after they some people swear after they get their vaccines that you know, and every vaccine's different. But some people swear after they get certain vaccines, including the flu, that you know, they get the flu. And I've heard mixed messages about that, whether or not it's truly, you know, the flu virus that's making them sick, or if it's the other chemicals in the vaccine that's making them toxic. You know, so it could be either. Yeah, the flu vaccine is there's plenty out there for people to investigate themselves to determine that, you know, that's, you know, it's an educated guess.
Sure.
Which strains, there's gobs and gods of strains out there, and they're picking a few of them, and they're picking them 9 months ahead of time based on guessing, and you know, how good.
So there is a chance it could do you no good.
Well, for example, I was just telling my parents this the other week that, you know, don't take any doctor's word for it, especially nowadays. You can go on the CDC website. Not that I think that, you know, they're beyond corruption and fallibility, but you can go directly onto the CDC website, which are the people that manufacture the things, and you can see, based on your age category, how efficacious that particular vaccine is this season. Okay. And the flu shot for people over 50 was, I believe, 11 or 12% effective. I mean, there's been years where it's been in the 40%, and there's years when it's been 9% effective. Okay. And they don't tell you, you know, if there was a drug on the market that was only 42% effective, everybody'd laugh. It'd be, you know, nobody'd get it. People would be laughing it out of business. But for some reason, whether it's 9% effective or 40% effective, you still watch the little commercials and they still tell you to get them. I mean, again, from my point of view, it's not about the symptom-based approach.
Yeah.
It's you want to know the benefits of risk of every versus risks of every single drug and every single vaccine that you take. Obviously, sure. It's always a benefits versus risk balance, and everybody should be allowed to make that decision. And currently it's being challenged that, you know, whether or not this medical procedure, this vaccination procedure, mm-hmm. should be mandated, which you'd think would go against our rights as American citizens, right. But that's being challenged nowadays more and more based on all this fake news and misinformation. And so, you know, something hits social media nowadays and it just spreads like wildfire, whether or not it's true or it has any basis in reality or the scientific literature at all. So, but yeah, I'm somebody that's for, you know, allowing people to make their own decisions, and especially absolutely never, you know, forcing any kind of medical procedure on anybody. Mm-hmm. There are always exceptions to the rule, and there should always be allowed to be exemptions and exceptions. So, but again, at the end of the day, the reason why I'm talking on the radio right now is because I'm not about just a symptom-based approach to healthcare, right. and people's health and well-being. I'm about getting to underlying causes and actually true prevention, as opposed to just treating symptoms only, right? Sure. The symptomatic treatment is important. We want people to maintain their quality of life. But if we're never doing these underlying, you know, focusing on these underlying factors that contribute to a robust immune system, and we're just depending on the crutch, mm-hmm. the shot or the drug or the whatever to hopefully take care of us or make us feel better or prevent something, that's only a small sliver of what we could be doing.
Right.
So this next point here, I'll talk a little bit more about, you know, what exactly we can do about our immune system naturally.
Great. If you're just joining us, Dr. Mark Riggs is our guest. 5280 Functional Medicine is the company. 5280functionalmed.com is the website. And by the way, if you've missed any of our past shows, you can go on to that website and tune into those. He's got the podcast right there, and we've covered a lot of great topics over the last several months. So again, you can check them out at 5280functionalmed.com. So as a holistic and functional medicine physician, how do you and your wife help your patients avoid getting sick? Because, I mean, that's what we all want to do, is just avoid getting sick.
That's huge, right? And that should be the focus, is prevention and maintaining your health so that you can maintain a robust immune system. Then guess what? Just like if you're the high cholesterol patient or high blood pressure patient or high blood sugar patient, if you raise your level of health, you become healthy, you're less dependent on the medications associated with those chronic conditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not healthy, then you're stuck in that disease care model of requiring, your doctor saying that you require this drug, this treatment, this, you know, if you're not taking care of yourself, well, then the advice your doctor is going to get to boost your immune system is get your flu shot every year, right? But there's plenty that we can be doing outside of, you know, taking just the symptom-based approach, the drugs or the shots, to boost our immune system. And so a few things that have been clearly documented in the scientific literature that suppress our immune system, here we go: inadequate sleep, not getting enough exercise, or too much exercise. These people that are over-exercisers and they wear themselves out, they're burning the candle at both ends. Excessive acute or chronic stress, medications such as antibiotics, corticosteroids, either oral, inhaled, or injected corticosteroids, and immunosuppressive drugs. One example is Humira. And also, obviously, a poor diet, high in processed and refined foods like sugar and flour. My nutritional biochemistry instructor back in school would do a phenomenal job, and continues to do a phenomenal job, putting on his YouTube channel. It's called, his website's deflame.com, Dr. David Seaman. He does a really, really good job of breaking down the biochemistry of how sugar and flour containing products directly suppress immune system cells. And it's awesome. So deflame.com, check that out. But also, kind of dovetailing off of that point, how a high processed refined sugar and flour diet affects us. You know, the USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services released the dietary trends for Americans age, you know, for different age categories. And for Americans age 19 and older, the top 10 foods consumed in the U.S. by the calorie are grain-based desserts, yeast breads, chicken and chicken mixed dishes, soda, energy drinks, and sports drinks. Number 5 is alcohol. 6 is pizza, tortillas, burritos, tacos, pasta and pasta dishes, beef and beef mixed dishes, and dairy desserts. Did you catch any fruits or vegetables in that list?
Right.
So if we think that our diet doesn't have anything to do with our health and our immune
sure.
system and our gut health and all these things that are all interconnected and intertwined and all result in either robust health or poor health, you're sorely mistaken if you don't mm-hmm. think that that's the case, if you don't think that your diet has an impact on your health. And I think most of us realize that, even though, like we've talked about in the past, sometimes we always don't do the right thing. So some of the best things that you can do based on those underlying causes are eating a diet high in nutrients, colorful rainbow assortment of fruits and vegetables. Limit your dairy products, especially conventional dairy and meat products. Get adequate amounts of exercise. Don't overdo it, but move your body. Establish a bedtime routine where you get adequate sleep and make sure that it's consistent. And research proper sleep hygiene. Mitigate your stress using various techniques, meditation, acupuncture, hot baths before you go to bed, whatever it takes. Treat underlying chronic infections. Eat regularly and balance your blood sugar. There are all these different factors that affect our immune system. And then as far as everybody likes to know the supplement list, right?
Sure.
What can I take? In addition to those lifestyle factors, which are the foundation, the supplements that you can focus on are supplements like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, probiotics, zinc. We have all of these different supplements on our website, from zinc lozenges to therapeutic levels of vitamin D and propolis and liposomal vitamin C. All of these we have on our supplement store on our website, 5280functionalmed.com. And they all have a role. But in addition to the lifestyle factors that I mentioned, those can also be taken either chronically or in short bursts as you feel something coming on, to really help provide your body with the raw materials to overcome infections as quickly as possible.
Right. So when people, I think sometimes when I've talked to people about this, they talk about their immune system and their metabolism and want to reboost that too. But that's two totally different things, right?
Yeah, I mean, everything's sort of, you know, everything's somewhat related, right. But yeah, different things as far as immune system and metabolism. There's plenty of crossover, but plenty of differences as well.
Right. So let's say someone's listening and they think, you know what, man, the more I think about it, you know, every few months I am catching a cold or doing something like that. So they call you at 720-722-0386. Come in for a consultation. Do you kind of start out with some blood work to kind of figure out what's going on there?
Everybody's a little bit different, but yeah, we may start off with some baseline blood work, some very basic and straightforward labs to assess immune system function, organ system function, and then the sky's the limit. I mean, we can get really, really detailed into some of these immune system tests, and I'll get into that here in the second half of the show.
Sure, great. And real quick, let me tell you, if maybe this is the first time you've heard the show or have not heard where we go over these credentials of Dr. Riggs, but real quick, he's a licensed chiropractic physician. He's board certified in diagnosis and internal disorders. He's board certified acupuncture practitioner. He's a board eligible nutritionist, a nationally registered certified medical examiner, and he's currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. And real quick, let's talk about a talk that you're going to be doing Saturday, November the 9th.
Yeah, so we just did one of these last Saturday, and this one that we're doing Saturday, November 9th at the Centennial Natural Grocers, the new one on Arapaho Road and near the corner of Arapaho and Lima. We're doing a health talk on personalizing food based on your health goals, and it's a great discussion on the various food plans that we utilize that are either diagnostic or therapeutic for specific conditions like cardiometabolic disease, like patients who might require a detox, like patients that might benefit from an elimination diet and things like that. And it gets very detailed. My wife and I set up the plan. Our health coach Bryn helps us facilitate that plan. And it's exactly what I've been looking for as a clinician, to help my patients get those, see those results, and facilitate their plan and just maximize results.
Yeah, and we've talked about it before, having someone like Bryn as a coach, kind of someone to make you accountable, mm-hmm. have someone to report into,
and it's,
help you.
The accountability is the thing, like we talked about, most people know that they need to change, or mm-hmm. you know, they maybe even have an inkling of what they should change, but it's the accountability that actually leverages them to change.
Right. Right. And this time of year, I mean, we're coming up on the holidays, and probably the last thing on people's mind is getting healthier or eating better. But I looked yesterday, and 70% of people, their number one New Year's resolution had something to do with losing
weight loss,
eating healthier. So why not get in now?
Right.
You know, start that process.
Yeah, I know.
And, man, kick off the new year being healthy.
We're on the same page.
All right. 720-722-0386 is the number. And once again, you can check out their website, 5280functionalmed.com. So speaking of the immune system and health, we've talked about something called autoimmunity in the past. So what exactly is autoimmune disease?
Autoimmunity is when the immune system loses the ability to distinguish self from non-self and begins attacking itself, right? So, and this process is something that I'll discuss here in just a second, but a few examples of autoimmune conditions are Graves' disease, myasthenia gravis, which I've seen in my office, Crohn's I've seen, Hashimoto's thyroiditis I've seen, rheumatoid arthritis I've seen, scleroderma, Sjogren's syndrome, thrombocytopenia, type 1 diabetes I've seen, Addison's disease, multiple sclerosis or MS I've seen, and lupus. And these autoimmune diseases, they've got that same thing in common where there's immune system dysregulation. The immune system sort of gone off the rails and has become hypervigilant and is attacking your own tissue now. And each of these conditions, each of these diseases is named for different tissues that it is attacking. And that's really the conventional approach, is what drug you get for that autoimmune disease depends on what tissue is being destroyed. So they still are doing that symptom-based approach, which in many of those cases may be necessary, because these autoimmune conditions can range from quite benign to very crippling and even deadly. So depending on where you're at, your doctor is going to determine what drug you need to help prevent that tissue destruction or decrease inflammation or just suppress the immune system all around. But as you can imagine, while suppressing the immune system might be desirable for the case of autoimmunity because it's immune system run amok, what happens when you suppress the immune system? Well, the laundry list of adverse effects that you hear at the end of the Humira commercial, those are the right. Those are the side effects, the adverse effects of what can happen. It's things like cancer and acute infections and lymphomas and leukemias and all these things. So not good. So if we can take more of, if we can add a functional approach to the conventional symptom-based approach, that's really the biggest bang for our buck.
Mm-hmm. So do we really know how this happened, and is there a functional medicine approach to managing patients with autoimmune conditions?
So again, based on our current understanding of the scientific literature, we actually do know within a reasonable degree of scientific certainty how sure. this happens. And so there, this concept of there are probably plenty of people listening right now who've heard of a phenomenon called leaky gut syndrome, and it's right. it's also called intestinal hyperpermeability. And this phenomenon was first discovered by Alessio Fasano, a doctor, in the year 2000. And since then, since 2000, between then and September 2018, over almost 14,000 PubMed research articles. PubMed is the average person's it's a database for the average person to access to research peer-reviewed research articles. And so almost 14,000 research articles on intestinal permeability as of September 2018. And so this phenomenon, leaky gut syndrome. So normally the gut has selective permeability. It allows certain things in and certain things out. But lots of different kinds of drugs, toxins, inflammatory chemicals called cytokines and hormones can disrupt this normal permeability of the gut. Now, delayed onset food sensitivities are also associated with loss of selective permeability in the gut. And we can test for this. At our office, mm-hmm. we run extensive, very specific testing for both leaky gut, but also food sensitivities.
Okay.
180 different types of foods, raw and cooked forms of the foods, IgG and IgA immunoglobulins. It's very, very, very extensive. And that's really the way to hit the nail on the head. So with any of these environmental exposures that irritate and inflame the gut, the cells of the gut lining begin to separate from one another, and it's this separation or permeability which allows larger than normal molecules into the bloodstream, and this sets off a cascade of immune defenses, basically setting the stage for the immune system to become excessively hypervigilant, right?
Okay.
And this phenomenon is associated with all of those autoimmune conditions that I mentioned. So again, based on our current understanding of the scientific literature, there's three underlying causes, factors of the expression of autoimmunity. One is a genetic propensity, and it's a specific gene called HLA-DQ2 or HLA-DQ8. All right, so we got the genetic, foundation. Then we've got increased intestinal permeability, which I just mentioned, that can be brought on by poor nutrition, medications, impaired digestion, toxins, infections, all that stuff, chronic inflammation, stress, all leads to intestinal hyperpermeability or leaky gut. And, a big offender in leaky gut, gluten. So it's not just this fad diet, this gluten-free thing. It really does inflame our guts. And in the people with the genetic susceptibility, that can be a big problem. And then the third thing that's required is a trigger. Some sort of environmental trigger or triggers, right? So you got the genetic foundation that's working against you. You've got the intestinal hyperpermeability that many, many people in our culture have because mm-hmm. our diet's poor and, we take tons of antibiotics and all these things, chemicals in our environment. So a lot of us have leaky gut, and then your body is now just waiting for that third piece to make this perfect storm to result in autoimmunity. And more people today have autoimmune conditions than ever before in history. So this thing is growing. And autoimmune disease, like I said, it can be very debilitating and life-threatening, or it can be more benign, like Hashimoto's, which we've talked about in the past. But you don't, lupus and rheumatoid arthritis can be quite crippling, or you know, something like Hashimoto's a little bit more manageable, which is why they don't do the gnarly drugs. They just do the Synthroid prescription, mm-hmm. which really doesn't correct anything because it's still an immune system problem. It's right. not a thyroid problem. It's just attacking the thyroid. Mm-hmm. So, and the things I wanted to mention for this third part, the trigger can be, like I mentioned, gluten. It can be antibiotics. It can be significant or acute chronic stress. And it can also be vaccines. Why can it be vaccines? How dare you say that it can be vaccines? Because there are heavy metals in these vaccines. There's aluminum in most vaccines. There is mercury in some flu shots. Not all, but some. And it's in the form of thimerosal. And these are very, very neurotoxic chemicals on the periodic table of elements. These are neurotoxins. And so it's not blasphemy to question that maybe these might have something to do mm-hmm. with a immune system run amok, an immune system that's gone haywire, some sort of confusion there in the immune system. In my opinion, that can absolutely be, and anecdotally, all across the country and all across the world, there are plenty of people who could attest to that. So, those three things set the stage. And if you're curious, if you have a family history, you think you might have autoimmunity, the symptoms to look for: joint achiness, stiffness, swelling, skin itching, sweating, hives, head, migraines, pressure, tightness, feeling sleepy, fatigued, tired, exhausted, dizziness, lightheadedness, depression.
Man, you just described everybody.
All this stuff. So, that could be a lot of people, yeah. right? A lot of different symptoms are associated with these autoimmune conditions. And so if you even have an inkling, get tested. And if you're not sure who to go to, find somebody like my wife or I who are functional medicine practitioners who run very exhaustive, very extensive, comprehensive testing for these chronic conditions, including autoimmune conditions. There's a specific test that we run that runs about 24 different autoimmune conditions all in one single test. I don't know of another lab that does something Wow. like that. You usually have to do them one or two or three at a time, but to do 20 of them all at once is really remarkable, and we've used this in the past, and we've caught things well ahead of time before it manifests in overt disease and Wow. symptoms.
And I think real quick, I got about 45 seconds left, but I think real quick, so many people get into a vicious cycle. I mean, they've been to the MDs, they've been to the traditional medicine, and nobody's figured it out. So they've just lived with these conditions.
Absolutely.
And just think there's no help.
Yeah, we call them the walking wounded. They're not necessarily bedbound or hospital bound, but their quality of life is in the tank, and they, you know, are really in rough shape. And you're absolutely right. These are people that have had these things going on for years, if not decades, and some of them don't even know that, you know, what their normal is. Mm-hmm. You know, they've just been in the dumps for so long, and it's time to get these people well. It can be done. You just have to seek out a functional medicine practitioner who's going to get to the bottom of the underlying causes of these symptoms.
Great. 720-722-0386 is the number. Be sure when you call, you mention you heard Dr. Riggs here on Haystack Health Radio. And don't forget, Saturday, November 9th, 10 a.m. to 11:15 in Centennial and Arapahoe Road, personalizing food to your health goals. And that is the Natural Grocers Health Talk that Dr. Riggs performs there. So, Dr. Riggs, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day and have a good weekend. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.